Now, what else is happening? What we're doing, what the media is helping us to do, is extrapolate from a few instances where people want to hurt while ignoring the millions and billions of people who are dedicating their lives to helping spread happiness in the world. Whether it's in soup kitchens to help the world a better place, or whether it's right in our backyard, where over 1,800 Harvard students volunteer as part of Phillips Brooks House. Remember the false stereotypes that I talked about, whether it's here at Harvard or in the United States. So many people dedicate so much time to helping, and yet the focus is on the few that hurt. And that creates a certain schema in our mind where we think the world must be a bad place. The focus is on terrorism primarily. But what about the millions and billions of people who want to live in peace? Again, this doesn't mean we need to ignore the terrorism or the bad or the negative. And this is one of the important roles of the media. At the same time, we shouldn't also ignore the good. The focus in the media is mostly on people hurting other people. For example, through rape, while ignoring the millions and billions of people who are making love every day.